Welcome to Keeping Up with the Kick-Ass Canadians. I'm talking today with Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer, Canada's most decorated ice dance team, who count Olympic gold and silver among their many trophies. Scott and Tessa, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks so much for having us, Amanda.
So you guys are in the middle of rehearsals for Art on Ice, which will run this February in Switzerland. Can you tell me about your decision to take the season off from competitive skating and focus on the pro circuit?
Yeah, we're kind of having an exciting year for Tessa and I. You know, we always love to compete, in amateur skating, but it's exciting to be able to do some tours, start on ice and Art on Ice being one of them, and kind of take the time and really create and try and do something different with our show program. So that's kind of what we're doing right now, and it's a really exciting process.
How is your daily training different?
Well, we did take some time completely off. I think following the Olympics, after having been on such a rigorous training schedule for so many years, mentally and certainly physically, we just needed a break. So we weren't in the gym, we weren't on the ice a lot. Mind you, we did do some touring following the Olympics, but really in the summer, we took a good period of time off the ice, which means that now we're fresh, we're excited to be back on the ice. We have that spark and that passion to create new programs. We've had some time to think about things and imagine how we want to explore, try different movements, and what sort of styles we'd like to attack this year in the show circuit. So our training is different. We're both doing school, so that makes things difficult, and we're doing a lot of speaking engagements and sponsor appearances. So I feel like it's a bit of a balancing act right now, but we're starting to find our rhythm.
You mentioned school, so Tessa, I assume you're still at the University of Windsor studying psychology?
I'm actually at the Western this semester in London, which is great for me to be back home, my hometown university, and it's neat to be on campus. I've always driven through and sort of envied the students, the full-time students, and it's really neat for me. I'm taking three classes there. I'm really, really enjoying it.
And Scott, what about you?
I'm doing a little bit of we'll call it general studies, and just trying to finish off some stuff that I kind of left earlier in life. So I have a long way to go before I'm going to be in a university, but baby steps for me.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, you guys were talking about wanting to, you know, have your creative freedom and sort of explore skating outside the confines of competitive rules. So are you guys choreographing your own routines now?
No, we're actually taking this opportunity to work with several different choreographers. So we worked with Jeff Buttle, a really good friend of ours and someone whose talent and gift for creating we've always admired. We're also working with Marie-France Dubré and Patrice Lauzon. And with that, in this particular program, came Sam Chouinard, and he's a hip-hop contemporary artist. So that has been incredible. I honestly can't tell you the last time we had so much fun dancing than we did yesterday with Sam. That was so much fun. And with Art on Ice, they're working with Sean Cheeseman. And he's an incredible dancer, has worked with Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson, so many amazing artists. So we're really trying to broaden our horizons and really maximize our potential and kind of just test things out and see what works.
Do you think that testing would ever involve skating with other partners?
No, I mean, luckily, being a part of a show, you know, you have your individual numbers, but you also have the opportunity to be in group numbers, and that's something that we've always enjoyed, and kind of getting to play around, and sometimes, you know, skate with a group of, different guys or different girls, and, you know, but to be honest, getting back to skating together is kind of what it's all about, for me at least, and I don't think skating with other partners is really on the horizon.
Yeah, well, it works. You guys have magic together.
Well, thank you.
So
I was fishing for that compliment.
What's that? You were fishing for it? Well, there you go. Hook, line, and sinker. So you two are officially still on the national team. Is that right?
Yeah, we're officially on the national team because we're just taking the year off and we haven't retired. So what we've done is kind of just declared that we're not skating this season. So it does open up a spot for, you know, younger athletes and allows them to get funding. But at the same time, you know, if we do come back in the future, we're not starting from square one either. So luckily Ski Canada and Sport Canada has been, you know, really understanding of that. And, you know, we've had 17 years of training together and then we needed some time off and we didn't want to rush into any decision. So we're lucky to have, kind of a support from them and to be able to kind of stay on the national team, but in a way that really isn't being on the national team at all.
Do you guys have a sort of hard deadline in mind for when you will decide whether to compete in the next Olympics?
No, I think, you know, we lived our lives under so much stress for such a long time that we're trying as much as possible to sort of take the pressure off of ourselves. And that means not analyzing how we feel about the situation every 15 minutes. I'm sure we're flip-flopping back and forth on a daily basis. And sometimes our thoughts on coming back do not even align, don't even match up with each other. So I'm sure that will continue to evolve and change. And as we try new things and things outside of the skating world, perhaps that will weigh into the decision. So I think the best thing for us to do right now is to not put that pressure on ourselves for the deadline and just sort of take everything as it comes and just enjoy and just kind of be present and enjoy the things that we are able to take advantage of now that we haven't been able to in the past.
Well, one of the things you guys have been spending time on is the Charity Golf Classic. So I think you guys have done that for two years now, right? You had the second year this last summer?
That's right. Yeah, that's been a really fun project for us because we're just a small committee of four. And, that means we're involved in every part of the planning process and we have a lot of help. Kara Moyer, Scott's cousin, is integral and, you know, she's an amazing planner. So that's been a fun way for us to give back to the community. It's nice to see the community come out and raise funds for such incredible charities, the Thames Valley Children's Center and also the bursary fund at the Alderton Skating Club. So we've received that support for so many years and it's nice to give back.
Well, speaking of giving back, I have a fun fan question for you guys. If you were ever on Battle of the Blades, who would you want to partner with?
Ooh, that is fun. Well, it's the best thing about being part of the Canadian Olympic team is all the athletes are so close. So we really got to relate and connect with the women's team. So for me, there's probably been a handful of girls that I could choose, but I think I'd take Rebecca Johnson because she's one of my favorites. And she handles the puck really well, and I think that would be great.
It's funny, one of my good friends, Alicia Phaneuf, is married to Dion Phaneuf, Alicia Cuthbert, I guess. And we joked about that. I said, if ever I were to do battle, I would have to do it with Dion.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time. I look forward to seeing you guys on ice again soon, whether it's pro circuit or competing for our country. And best of luck with everything.
Thanks so much. Take care.